Hey, it's Deucey, and today we are talking about trauma. Let's get into it. Trauma is a disturbing, painful, distressing experience. And I mean that physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Trauma is something that, when is applied to the human mind or the human soul or the human body, I believe it can become a limitation. It can become a cap on your abilities. Trauma can limit the human mind, the human body, simply by tainting that person's perspective, their view on life, or their view on certain beings, certain people. A big part of self-healing and self-care, self-love, is to confront your problems. I've said this in many videos. And one of those problems is trauma, whether it's childhood trauma or even your adulthood trauma. We have to stop this habit of running away from our trauma or our problems and running away from these situations because we are scared of going back to it. We are scared of confronting it. We're simply scared of healing. And that's it's sad to say that, but that is the truth. We are simply scared of that unknown that can heal us. We are scared because we don't know what it can do. Once you confront this trauma, whether it's a person or a thing, you have to confront it with understanding. Like, why did this person do this to me, or why did this person say this to me? And I know it's hard. And I know it is a very, very tough process. But that tough process leads to the best form of yourself. That self-healing, that self-care, that self-love is what can elevate you into being a better version of yourself, being a higher being, I should say. We have to confront our demons. We have to sit down and, like I said before, understand our problems, trauma, or demons, whatever you want to call it. We simply have to let go of that fear of the unknown, that fear of confrontation with these problems. If you are scared to confront these things because you are scared of what can happen or what will happen, you are assuming. You are assuming because of your lack of knowledge about the situation. When you start to do that, you start to limit yourself. You start to put a cap on your potential. Just because you do not know the unknown or you have a lack of knowledge of the situation does not mean you have to run away from it. Honestly, to me, that sounds like you should run towards it. Or run towards it with awareness. Letting go of that fear of confrontation is a big part of self-healing with this trauma. Once you deal with these past experiences, or not even past, it could be present experiences, once you deal with these problems and this trauma, you will begin to create a new perception for yourself. You will begin to create a new life for yourself. It will feel like you just had a restart. It will feel like you just changed. That's probably an easier word to use. Going through this change, it will be uncomfortable. It will be. It will be hard. It will be confusing. It will be frustrating. But to go through all of that just to get to the top, going through all of that just to better yourself, just to feel better, is simply a part of the process. I've said this in a past video, that comfort zone is where dreams go to die. You have to step out of that comfort zone. At some point in your life, you are going to have to step out of that comfort zone because you're going to have to do something new. You're going to have to try something different. You can't just keep on doing the same things over and over. You got to expand. Widen your view. Expand your mind. Honestly, I believe that is one of the hardest processes in life, is getting over that hump where most of your life you were just so confused, you were so frustrated, you were so mad, holding on all these emotions because of past experiences. Letting that affect the present. Letting the past affect the present makes you not live in the moment. You're not simply being. You have to forgive yourself or whoever or whatever has done this trauma to you, has given you this disturbing experience. You should always forgive, but you should not forget. Now, I'm not saying you should hold a grudge or you should hate somebody or dislike somebody because of your past experiences, but you should forgive them. Because we are all doing the best of our capability with the awareness that we have right now. We are all simply just trying to live. A big problem that continues this chain of trauma, not only in my generation, but generations before me and generations after me, a lot of us don't heal from this trauma. We do not use that pain to help transform us into a better being. So a lot of us, when we get to the point of parenthood, when we start to give birth to beings in this world, we are not over that hump. We are not over our problems. We're not over all of these situations and these past experiences. And the problem is that a lot of us don't have awareness of this trauma, of this pain. So we subliminally pass it down to our children. And that's why we have a lot of people in the world that some will say are evil, because their vision is tainted with pain and sorrow. That is a big thing that we need to stop doing. this trauma has been passed down for many, many generations. Too many to count. And now that, you know, I'm growing and I'm getting older and I'm learning more, and I can't really do anything but feel sorry or feel bad for all people, my friends or my family, anybody. I can't help but feel bad because I'm not gonna say we don't know any better, because a lot of us do have awareness of this trauma, and we do know what we're doing. Some parents don't, some parents do. There's a lot of different types of trauma: physical trauma, verbal trauma, religious trauma, sexual trauma, family trauma, medical trauma. There's many different types of trauma in this world. And us passing it around to each other and forcing it upon people, even the nicest of people, that is a big problem in today's society. And that is a big problem that isn't talked about enough. Because this is a part of mental health. And it is not talked about enough. Because we are taught to hold these emotions in, hold these feelings in, and keep on living. But that, I'm going to tell you right now, that isn't right. To hold all these emotions in, hold all these feelings in, isn't right. And I've said it before. I'll keep on saying it. We need to communicate and understand each other more. We need to have more empathy for one another. This trauma is affecting every single human being, and it is affecting the new generation. How do we expect to move forward as one, as the people, when we are hurting the next generation, when we are hurting ourselves? This is a habit for us humans that has to stop. And there's a lot of people, even I used to be one of these people, that we all have trauma, but some of us don't acknowledge it. Some of us don't recognize it. We don't think it even exists. But once we get older, and it doesn't have to be adulthood, you can even start to realize this as a child. A lot of us have a lot of baggage that we don't know about. And that is what gets passed down to our children, or it gets passed down to the people that we love in your relationships, or even your friendships. A lot of us wear this trauma on our sleeves without even knowing, because we never acknowledge it. We never own up to it. We never confront it. This unknown baggage that we have is a part of not being taught to deal with this trauma, not seeing people deal with this trauma, like your parents or whoever raises you, whoever is your role model. A lot of times we don't even know how to deal with it. A lot of times we don't even think it exists, but I'm telling you, it does. You have to look deep within yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to understand yourself. And I know that you're probably like, Juicy, well, you're only 17, you're young, but no matter what your age is or what time you're in, whatever situation you might be in, you can always have awareness. You can always have knowledge of these problems. Because you can show a little kid what's going on in the world today and he will come up with solutions. Why don't you guys do this? Why don't you guys help this? Why don't you guys stop doing this? We need to stop being so judgmental. We need to stop being so ignorant to these problems in these situations. And we have to start being open-minded. Start asking questions. Start asking why. Because when you start asking questions, the answers will find you. If you're not asking questions, then the answers will not look for you. And a lot of these human emotions can sprout from trauma, like anxiety, depression, even anger. These things can sprout from trauma and they can continue to grow throughout your life if you don't acknowledge it. These things, I'm not going to say they are the source of these feelings, but they could be a big part of why you feel a certain way, or why you act a certain way, or why you think a certain way, why you see a certain way. This trauma can begin to branch out into different things, which create more problems. And I'm not saying you should forget about it or bury it. Your past experiences are what got you here today. It's what got you here right now. I'm not going to say it's what made you, but you shouldn't forget or bury your past experiences. You should learn from them. My dad used to tell me all the time when I used to play basketball is that you never lose. You only learn. And the older I get, the more I use that. I don't really lose. You never lose. You just learn. Whether that's learning how to get back up, whether that's learning how to bounce back and continue to push forward, you never lose. You cannot lose to trauma. You can only learn from it. That decision between loss and learning is completely up to you. It's not up to me. It's not up to your God. It's not up to your parents. It's not up to your siblings. It is up to you. Everybody has different types of trauma. So when you approach people, when you talk to people, you always should be kind. You should always be understanding. You should always ask yourself, what has this person gone through? Or how is their day going? Always be kind. You never know what someone is going through. You never know what someone has been through. And you shouldn't judge them off those experiences. Everybody can change. It can happen like this, or it can take time. And that's what people don't understand, so they they're quick to assume, they're quick to judge, they're quick to hate, and they're quick to tell you that, oh, you're lying, or this change is an act. People that say all these hurtful things or judgmental things are simply just reflections on themselves. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people won't accept that. But it's the truth. When we talk to each other, when we approach each other, we should all keep in mind that this person might have gone through something. They might be going through something. So be kind, be loving, be understanding. Don't be quick to assume, don't be quick to judge. That is not our place. It's not our place to judge. There is no such thing as big trauma or small trauma. Trauma is simply trauma. Yours is not bigger than somebody else's. Yours is not smaller than somebody else's. Trauma is trauma. Some people might say big trauma might be the death of a loved one. Someone might say the small trauma might be the verbal abuse of a parent. You shouldn't compare the two. You shouldn't compare at all. And it's all different to all people. Some people might say that their trauma is big. Some people might say their trauma is small. Everybody's going to say something different. Because we all have different perceptions. We all have different views of life and our problems. Trauma can cause a lot of drama in your life. Whether it's relationships, friendships, or even within yourself. Trauma and drama are two different things. You should know the difference between the two. I want you all to understand the importance of dealing with your trauma. It is very important to, like I said, deal with these problems and sit with them. Even if it's a person, no matter how uncomfortable it might be, maybe you can change their view on life. And I'm not saying forcing to change their view. But a problem between divine partners turns into a conversation that leads to change. A conversation like that between toxic partners will lead to arguments, which will lead to even bigger problems and more trauma. I just want you guys to know the importance of dealing with this trauma, this pain, and that you can use it to transform yourself. Use it to help better yourself. It can even help love yourself. Dealing with this trauma is simply a big part of self-care. And I believe it is very hard to heal from this trauma without acknowledging it, without confronting it. Because you're still carrying this baggage with you throughout your life. You have, like I said, you have to confront it. You have to acknowledge it. You have to deal with it. And I don't mean deal with it. When I mean deal with it, I don't just mean live with it and don't take care of it. I mean deal with it as in understand it and take make sure that you grow from it, that you learn from it, that you heal from it. Getting that help in healing yourself is a big part to a new life. And that new life is the road of freedom. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually. That help, that healing is what can transform you into the being that you are trying to be. The being that can help others and help the world. There are different ways to heal from this trauma, but I don't believe that anybody can do it for you. Like I said, nobody can fight their inner war within you. Only you can. No therapist, no parents, no siblings, no elderly. They might give you a new view on things that can lead you to healing and understanding your problems and your trauma. But they cannot fight your inner battles. Only you can do that. Understand that. I hope this helped you. I hope that you can help somebody from watching this video. I hope you can help someone that you know that has some baggage, or you can just simply support and love them while they are going through this process. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you watch all the other podcasts on the One Institution Network. If you want to ask me any questions, DM me on Instagram. It's Derek. The E in my name is a 3. I love you. I hope this helped you. Peace.